I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Honoring the class of 2020. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Oh, guess what, class of 2020? You might get to play high school sports. We're going to go in-depth over the next several minutes. First, though, want to give a shout-out. Special thanks to Chick-fil-A, Utah, for helping KSL News Radio honor the class of 2020. Just download the Chick-fil-A One app today for all your ordering and your drive-through and your curbside pickup needs or even delivery. So we're learning new details this morning about what the college experience. Oh, excuse me. We're talking with Mary right now, Mary Richards, about spring sports and why they were canceled. We knew they were, why they were canceled, but will they actually be coming back again? She's been covering this story all morning long. And Mary, you live with me?
Yeah, hey, good morning. How are you?
It's good to hear from you. We haven't seen each other in a long time and haven't talked in a while. So what are you hearing about spring sports? Which school district might bring them back? And will the class of 2020 get to participate?
It depends on where you live and depends on different things. But this is the one that we were kind of focusing on today that seemed the most promising. In the Jordan School District, they are considering or moving ahead with these plans to do a Jordan Cup, is how they call it. They've got six high schools in that school district, and they figure, hey, why can't we, you know, if the board approves it, let's go ahead and have our six high schools play each other in these spring sports that all of these athletes missed. So baseball, softball, track and field, lacrosse, and then it's boys soccer, girls golf, and boys tennis. So that's what they're working on.
So it sounds like the class of 2020 will get to play after they graduate. I mean, would this be like perhaps throughout the summer?
Yeah, it would start in late June, if given the go-ahead by the school board out there. And so it would be something where they need to figure out, though, and gauge the interest if those senior athletes in particular are still going to be around. Sometimes a senior graduates high school and then they're off, you know.
Sure.
Even though it is a weird year, so it's hard to know what that'll look like or if they'll get jobs that won't allow them to play. But they hope they'll be able to. So they'll survey those six high schools and say, hey, what kind of level of participation do you think you'll get? Then they'll give them 10 days of condition and then just kind of let them play each other. It won't be sanctioned by the Utah High School Activities Association.
Okay.
So we don't know yet what kind of spectators would be allowed.
Okay.
And it could just be like parents or not even a crowd, but at least it'd be a chance to play.
Mary Richards, I know you're going to continue to follow that story right here at KSL News Radio. Thanks so much. We're going to switch gears just a little bit. I'm a former softball mom. Both daughters played for many years. They played accelerated softball. They played in rec leagues. And I'm hearing rumors that fast pitch girls softball is coming back in a big way very soon. So I got Jerry Cordova Ong. He's the regional state director of girls fast pitch softball on the line with us. Good morning, coach.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
So good. So when will girls fast pitch, be on deck? Sometime soon?
It would happen faster if we could get Kat and Lizzie out there to help us.
Well, they've outgrown it. They've outgrown it. Yeah.
Softball families, baseball families, this has been very difficult for everybody.
You expect tournaments to start, or will they start this summer?
So we actually are pushing to start on May 25th, which is Monday. We're having a little round robin to shake off the rust for the kids, work out our safety protocols and CDC guidelines. We're pretty excited there, but full scale would probably be from May 29th on.
Are you worried about social distancing with the players as they're running the bases and the catcher, the batter, and that kind of thing? I know you're still probably working out the details, but is that under consideration?
It's absolutely a consideration. we love all these kids. If you see their eyes every day, you know it's important them to play. It's more important for us to have them safe. And so each city has guidance for us on how we manage their facilities. We have our national sanctioning body that also has guidance for us to help these kids be in safe situations and maintain the safety.
Jerry Cordova-Ong, he's the regional state director of girls fast pitch softball. One of the things that has been brought up is consistently sanitizing the ball and the bats. How will that look as this, as we continue, with COVID-19 in the pandemic? How does that look?
Again, a great question. So many great things. We've obviously stocked up. We've signed contracts to have all the sanitizing equipment on site. Teams are purchasing it. Parents are purchasing it. So we're taking care of that. So basically, we're going to give the teams balls that's going to be their balls. So each side of the dugouts are going to have their own balls. So we keep those balls in play with that team. We'll clean balls between innings. We'll clean bats between use. Club teams like your daughter and your son play. Yeah. They have their own private equipment. But our recreation leagues, they share a lot of equipment. So, we purchase the sprays. We purchase the wipes. And we're going to be cleaning those. The big part of this will be coach and team mom loving their kids and making sure these things are done on a regular basis. Frequent basis.
So I got about 30 seconds left. Coach Ong, will there be fans there? Will they have to social distance in the stands? How does that work?
Social distance, absolutely. Signage for the fans. We are going to tape off the bleachers. We're going to spread out people quite a bit. So there's no option for fans social distancing. We've got to maintain that. And in most cases, the fans are pretty good about it. They kind of stay in their own, what we call, bubble. And so they don't want to get too close to each other anyway, because there's a lot of yelling and hollering and stuff like that.
Okay, so I got to...
The fans are good. I think that's the easy part.
Yeah,
I hope so. You want to give your plug, because it's your last interview for the high school. To let you know, girls fast pitch softball, we are holding a high school tournament. We will sanction it. We will insure it. We're going to make sure those girls get to play their senior year out. We're also going to have a senior day for all the girls that play senior softball.
Oh, that sounds like a big deal. When is that tournament going to happen?
We will run it during probably mid-June, right in there. We're just working out the details. But look, all these girls grew up with us. Your daughter, Kat, Lizzie. We owe it to the community, whether they're in high school or they're not in high school. They need to play. They need to finish out their season.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards, thank you for joining me here. Coach Ong, thank you for joining me as well. And thank all of you for putting up with me as I flew the plane solo today, now that Dave Noriega is on vacation. Have a great weekend.
Now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.